A prophet is the one that carries the mind of God for you. So you must appreciate the different dimensions how a prophet is sent to you. What has your prophet said that has come to pass? That is a proof of a prophet sent to you. So the prosperity you will experience in your life as the Israel of God is with the prophet that he has given you. Now, one of the things that would stir this unction on the judge he puts over your life is honor. Giving honor is a biblical commandment. Great relationships flourish when honor is given. Honor has a reward. Whenever you honor, there's a reward. Let the spirit of honor rest on you. Not only will you show honor, but you shall also be honored greatly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, your word in season.
Thank you, Lord. Yajin kwa pa yaji yati wa ye re rewo yajin kwa pa yaji kwa. Can you lift up your two hands and sing it? Yati wa ye. Father, our hearts are glad. We give you all the worship, all the praise. All we were saying in that wonderful praise and adoration time was that we are grateful and we bless you. This morning, our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. Bless us this morning. May our lives experience an upward movement. Bless us. Bless us. I'm conscious I'm a blessing, even in Jesus' name. Precious Holy Spirit, have your way and touch your people in a unique way. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are putting your hands together and it is unto the Lord, put it together well. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. It's a blessing to be in the presence of God. Quickly, just for some few minutes, let's get into the Word of God. Last week, I started to share with you on the importance and stages of honor. Why is this important? You know, we are a family growing in the Lord. And it's important we are taught well concerning the culture of honor. I think in the part of the world we hail from, most people are honored when they are no more, which I think is not the best. I think the best time to honor a person is not when they are dead, but when they are alive. And it's important we understand honor and how to give honor to whom honor is due. You would realize that this cuts across all spheres of life. And if you understand this well, that is when you will also reap honor, because you understand honor and therefore you sow honor, which is a seed, and you will also reap honor. So last week we started from Romans 13, 7. Let's read that. Romans 13, 7. Hallelujah. I pray we are a people that understand honor. Honor. It says, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Please, whenever you get to a place, don't say, as for me, I don't believe in what they do. You know, as for us, we do it like this. No. When you get to a place, honor their custom. Pay that dues, and you see that they have no problem with you. If you get there and you want to prove as if you are the boss, that system will also reject you and say, look, this is how we do things here. Please. So as we learn about honor, learn this thing. Learn it. It's very important. I believe that if even you have something to offer, you should be careful how you treat the customs of people. If you get to a place and the custom of the people is that they walk barefooted, and you say, no, where I come from, we wear shoes. By the time you realize, they say, you can't enter here because we don't enter with our shoes. So for you to even make an impact in the place, you must pay dues to their custom. I hope am I helping you or I'm disturbing you this morning? Fear to whom fear? Honor to whom honor? In some places, they'll say, if you want to go and shake the hand of the king, it is only the king that keeps his cloth here. Remove your cloth to this side. You say, no. Where I come from, we don't remove. They say, okay, stay here. So see, your inability to adjust can block you from accessing certain places. Your inability to what? Adjust. Your inability to adapt can block your access. So be very careful when you are accessing even territories, new places. Find out what is the custom here so that you abide by that custom and you realize that access will be granted you. Then when you have gained access, that is when the good in you can be seen. When you are denied access, how can the good in you be realized? I hope you are getting what I am saying. Yes. Call Joseph. I pray you hear me out. Call Joseph. Joseph, Pharaoh wants to see you. That time, Joseph had beard. Like this. You see, Joseph had beard like this. You see. And the moment he was called, the Bible says he shaved. He shaved. Probably it was not custom to keep a beard in front of Pharaoh. He shaved. What would cause Joseph to shave? I mean, king is calling you. You don't even know why he's calling you. Obviously, he knew because they had told him that there's a guy who interprets dreams and he has. But then he had beard. And if you know the descendants of Abraham, they are people that honor beard. Do you understand beard? I have a practical example. Now he's going into Pharaoh and now he needs to shave. He shaved. He said, no, I can't touch my beard. Do you know how long I've grown this beard? Do you know how long I've been growing this beard? Many people have lost great opportunities because they don't want to give custom to whom custom is due. Honor to whom honor is due. Fear to whom fear is due. Because the classmate that he used to call Aponche is now the chief. And he's in a palanquin. The guy was caught. Say, who are you calling Aponche? Honor to whom honor is due. He was your classmate. Now his status has changed. You have to add honorable to his name. Say, oh, so dear honorable. You see, because of that, a big door can close. You can't enter because you don't want to give honor to whom honor is due. Look at someone and say, when people's status change, accord them the rightful honor. I pray you get it. Hallelujah. So last Sunday, I showed you the importance and the stages of honor. We are in the season of honor. That's why this is important. And even this year, which is a year of manifesting the Israel of God, we must pay attention to honor, because honor is a great virtue. Amen. Amen. And in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, we read what God said. Let's go there. 1 Samuel 2:30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for him that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So what disqualified him and his house from continuing that glorious place before God? They started despising God, and therefore they lost their place. They lost their place. So honor, honor is a seed. You sow honor, you reap honor. Hallelujah. Today, I would like to add on to what we started last week. I want to talk about the rewards of honor. And I will talk about seven rewards. Please remember, honor would give life to all important relationships in your life. Honor would give life to all important relationships in your life. Okay? If you want the relationship you have with your fiance or your fiancée to be one that is great, honor must be there. Honor. You can't be insulting the lady you say you like and you expect that relationship to prosper. Honor must be there. Honor must be there. In a marital relationship, husbands must honor their wives. Wives must honor their husbands. You can't despise and disrespect your wife and you expect the best from her. So every relationship that is important to you, infuse honor. Infuse. I think maybe you are not getting the word infuse. Inject. I think you are not getting maybe the... Insert. Honor. There must be so much honor at home that because of that great honor, there's no fight. There's no fight. Because you don't fight the one you honor. You are fighting your wife. You look at your husband and say, Bema de mawari bi o. Bema de mawari evradi jimi o. Bema pe, bema bi nama. Hey, you see, that's dishonor. That is, you are despising him. You are despising him. And that relationship will die. Because honor gives life to relationships. Honor. 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 You want to marry the lady you like, the lady you are talking anyhow to the lady? No, if somebody says they like you and they are in a relationship with you and they talk anyhow to you, you should question that relationship. What is this? Honor will give life. Dishonor will kill that relationship. So learn it. If you don't honor God, you don't have honor for his house. By the time you realize, you don't even feel God's presence anymore. Honor for him. Honor for his word. Honor for God. So please ensure that this culture of honor becomes part and parcel of you. You get to your workplace, honor your boss. Anybody who is above you, let honor climb. And even those that you think are below you. You see, normally when even you have children in the house and you start talking to them anyhow, they learn that bad language. And by the time you realize they are talking to you back in that same way. So when you say, hey, sir, fear, when in be, one day, Say, Mama, who's wearing him? Now they have just watched so. So be careful. Be careful. Honor is important for any relationship to be healthy. Honor. Honor. Your honor with your man of God, your relationship with your man of God will become great when there is honor. Now, our case study this morning, we are taking it from two groups of people. One is Mary and Martha, who gave great honor to Jesus. You see, they were not honoring Jesus because he was the Son of God. They were honoring Jesus because they had chosen to honor him. And they saw him as a man. Though they knew that he was God, they revered him as a man. Mary and Martha. And Lazarus, their brother. What rewards did they reap when they honored Jesus that way? You see, when God calls a man, there's nobody God calls that he doesn't give him something for his people. But how much you'll be able to draw is dependent on how much honor you are willing to give. Are you getting the point? And last week I showed you from the scripture, honor doesn't begin even with you giving material things. That is not where even honor starts. Then we'll look at that woman. Last week we looked at it, but we'll look at it again. A whole year's wage. Can you imagine 1 year's salary? Bought a perfume, a nice perfume, and came to break it at the feet of Jesus and wiped it with her hair. The Bible says, so what did she place at the feet of Jesus? Her honor. Her honor. Her honor. He lavished Jesus. And there were disciples who said, what a waste. But Jesus said, hey, leave her alone. She's done a good work on me. And that woman, how many of you remember the names of the disciples of Jesus? Apart from Peter, James, and John, who he normally worked with. The rest, you have to crack your brains. Yes. You know the three. What about the nine? You know Thomas because of his doubt. Yes. You know Judas because of his betrayal. It's left with seven. Bartholomew, because his name is unique. The rest, God help us. But you see, that the words that Jesus spoke to that woman, he never said it to any of his disciples. He said, look, what this woman has done, wherever the gospel is preached, her name, what he has done will be mentioned. What this woman has done. That great honor he showed Jesus. So now, let's go. The rewards of honor, number one. So, you can see these stories I've mentioned in John chapter 11. Can I trust you that you will go and read some portions of the Bible when you go home? All right. And you can read the book of Luke chapter 10. You read all of it. You will see many things. Now, number one, when you honor, you experience supernatural power. When you honor, you experience supernatural power. So, we see from the life of Jesus, those that refused to honor Jesus, where Jesus was not honored, the supernatural power that he carried couldn't manifest. Not that he was not powerful, but they decided not to honor him. Are you getting the point? So they didn't have access to that supernatural power. Please, if God gave you a man, he placed something in that man for you, for your blessing. And it is supernatural. But until there is honor, that's why the culture of honor is very important. Because to be a great people, if this culture is not understood, all that we have to reap, we may never reap it. Then you would be probably desiring what others honor that is giving them testimonies. Because until you honor the vessel, that supernatural power won't flow. I hope you are getting me. You know, one time, am I permitted to share some stories with you? One time I was there and I had a call. There's this dear servant of God who sees me as a father. So he came with a wife. They were calling, Papa, please, we want to bring you something. I said, what is it? Let's make it maybe next week. Said, no, we want to bring it now. I said, aye, what? So I said, okay, come. In the night, so I heard that they had brought a truck. Say truck.
Truck.
I said, ah, what is it? So they came to sit down. We really honor you. We admire what God is doing with you. We see what, when we met you, what has happened in our lives. Aye. Go on straight to the point. What is it? We feel inspired by God to bring you everything in our living room. I said, ah, I don't need it. He said, we know you don't need it, but for honor, we know what will come. Their chair in their hall, their TV, their decoder, their fridge. I was like, I don't need it. Their dining table, dining chairs, DSTV dish, remote. And they added a seat to it. I'm like, Abba, now I don't know what to say. I mean, what is this? Please, I'll pray for you. Take it back. Go and say. I said, what did you tell your children? He said, we told our children that this is sacrifice. We have to go and honor Daddy Christian. So we are taking it. More will come later. I said, Abba, okay, I'm going to pray for you. Take it. I don't need it. He said, we know you don't need it, but honor. By the time I could say, Jack, he and the wife, they are lying down on the floor. I said, aye. You see, baby, a power ni shebi obeba. Power no, wakote tekura wepi. You get what I'm, what? Like, that. I was like, hey, baby. What will move Jesus to go to the... Because see, they always sit down and cook for Jesus to eat. What will make Jesus go and eat in their house? And scholars say that it was when Lazarus had resurrected, Jesus had raised him from the dead, that they were at table. That the alabaster box thing happened. Are you following what I'm saying? A lot to talk about that, but honor, it will make the supernatural power flow. So sometimes you see great honor from someone and the person starts experiencing something, but another doesn't show that same honor and you wonder what's the difference. But you see, honor doesn't even begin by giving a physical thing. Don't forget that. But I said there cannot be honor without that. Am I communicating at all? Oh, please, I should stop. I shouldn't bring any story, right? I said, okay, so what will I do with this? What will I do with this? And sometimes too, it is quite sensitive because it's either you use the thing or you give it out to somebody else. The blessing you have spoken to must be activated. For example, let me share a story. A man of God said that one man came with his car. Please, I want to give you this car. He said, I don't need it. Okay, I'm blessing you. Take it away. He said, no way. I feel that this is where my blessing is. I'm bringing you this car to honor you. That was his only car. The man of God too has cars in his house that he drives. So why are you bringing this car? I don't need it. Please. Okay, I pray for you. Take it away. He said, I'm not taking it away. God says, I should bring it to you. Abba. So, if you are honoring because of a need, there's no need. Take it away. No. He took it. He said, what will I do? Even the man of God is ashamed to drive such a car at his level. He's saying a testimony. He said, how can I drive this? Why would I take it? You know there are cars and there are cars. Do you understand? Then he parked it. Okay, he's parked in the house. One Sunday morning, he gets up. This is his big car. flat tire. This car, battery flattened. Almost all the Porsche cars he has problem. God says, drive that car. This man needs a breakthrough. And he heard me when I said he should drive it, else he won't get the breakthrough. Drive it. He said the people were shocked that he arrived in that car in church. Look, what is happening? I mean, honor, supernatural power will flow. The Bible says Jesus couldn't manifest the supernatural power because there was no honor. They won't honor him. I have learned this thing the hard way as I'm growing as a servant of God. At least I've been in full-time ministry for quite some time. I run away from people who don't honor me. The moment I meet people and I can see there's despise, I don't want to relate with them because what I carry will not work and they will think I'm not powerful, but it is they that doesn't have honor for what I carry to work for them. So I run away quick. Because it don't work. Even Jesus, when they didn't honor his own, they didn't work. How much more, Pastor Christian? Abba. Abba. Jesus himself. Jesus, right from there, he went to Capernaum. He went to Capernaum. He changed his location. He changed his location. Sometimes it's not just God's voice telling us that move from a place. Sometimes you can feel that the people in the place don't even know the value of the person there. You have to leave them. Hey! Number two. Quickly, I'm rushing through it, okay? When you honor, you receive great miracles. When you honor, you receive what? Great miracles. Mary and Martha received their brother back to life because there was great honor in that house for Jesus. As you show honor, I see great miracles happening in your life. Great miracles. Great miracles. Great miracles. You see, the miracles you receive when you receive me as a man of God and your father in the Lord and the honor you show me, the miracles it will bring you, you see, if you start relating with me as your brother-in-law, it won't come. Let me see. Yes. Because this is my brother-in-law. I mean, this is my brother-in-law. He's the one right after my wife. You see. He's never called me brother-in-law. There's nothing like that relationship. I don't see brother-in-law. No. It won't work. Don't you come and tell him, say, this is my brother-in-law. Brother-in-law. Ah, Kunta. It won't work. It will not work. Do you like brother-in-law or father in the Lord? Listen. So great miracles can happen for him because he has that honor. Not because, what is brother-in-law? Practically, what is brother-in-law? Now you have a spiritual relationship, you say, brother-in-law. No. People who relate with their men of God like that, they don't get anything. They don't get anything. I see great miracles happening in your life because you understand honor. Yes, when you honor, that is one of the rewards you get. That's one of the rewards you get. This is Mary. This is his son. He has the right to say, Jesus, get them wine. The wine is finished. You can work something out. He looks at the servant and says, look, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do. Hey, woman, what have I got to do with you? He didn't just relate. You are my son. You better listen to what I'm saying. One thing I've seen is that, for example, when people are mothers who sons now become servants of the Lord who are being used by God, instead of recognizing the oil, Yes, if you are a servant of God, definitely you have to honor your mother. But instead of the mothers also recognizing the oil, the mothers will also want to prove that I gave birth to you. Please, mothers too. Holy Ghost doesn't have a mother. So it is the vessel that you are the mother of, not the oil. Anyway, that is just by the way. No, look at Jesus. Look at Mary. Look at Mary. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. There was that honor that says that, hey, this, look, though he's my son, but I know what he carries. Sometimes something happened. Am I?
Yes.
Do you like my story? Or you don't like the way I preach? One time something happened. Because at the beginning of my ministry, you know, every parent is not really happy that much. What are you doing? Is it God and all those things? So one time something happened. My mother was hit. Then I happened to be in the office and they shouted for me. Because where we started church, this is my dad's house. This is the church. You see, like the disgrace was right in front of them. So when they shouted, I ran out of the office. And when I got there, some people were saying, let's take you there. I say, hey, stop. It's my mother. Then I rebuked the devil. Then, pam, she came back. She was standing by the gate, in front of the gate. She fainted. Bram! So she should have developed a stroke or something. I shout, come out! Then, pam. She felt it. She started calling her friends. Thank my son for me. If it was not for my son. Because she knew what would have happened if it was not for my son. From that time, I realized that. Now you can, the difference is there. Sure. The vessel has a mother. The anointing doesn't have a mother. So mothers too must learn to respect the oil. Anyway, that's just by the way. Number three. I pray you will get it. Now, when you honor, you have personal access. When you honor, you have personal access. Jesus is on his way. It is announced Jesus is coming. Mary and Martha could run to go and meet Jesus. They had personal access. All protocols suspended. Please, let me admonish you. Wherever you go, if you show honor well to whoever is in charge, whatever, look, you have personal access. You'll be surprised. People will be wondering, what did you do? Probably it's just honor you showed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of you've never, somebody employs you and pays you. He has paid you every month, make sure you have a salary. You have never for once thought of buying something for the person. You will be surprised. A simple gift of honor. What doors they can open? Anyway. Children here, who don't buy anything for your parents? Huh? You will tell me you don't have money, eh? Honor. Access, personal access. You see, irrespective of the protocols in a place, every man has what can suspend the protocols to grant you access. Honor is very powerful. Yeah. Now, sometimes you want to get close to somebody ahead. Don't go behaving like you are something. Go down and show honor. You know, personal access can be granted you, eh? The Lord instructed me. Can I talk? Or we should share the grace, I think, maybe. The Lord instructed me to do something. To go and look for someone in this city who is in a certain generation, he's a baton carrier. Okay?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, I don't know how God orchestrated it. I met him at the airport. I mean, we were all in Accra. I was coming to Kumasi and he was there. Then I happened to meet him, not knowing that one day I'll be instructed to go and do something. So I greeted him. I saw him. I got up. That's honor. I got up, greeted him. He smiled. Then I said, I'm also in Kumasi. I'd like to come and greet you one day. Can I have your number? Great people don't just give their numbers like this. Okay, you take my PA's number so that when you are ready. So I took the PA's number. I came to Kumasi. I didn't call. Then when I heard God's voice, then I remembered I had his PA's number. Because how do I get access? Then I called the PA and introduced myself. So the PA said, I told him, okay, come at this time. All right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I went earlier. Those of you that you always go to places late, I went earlier. People of God, when I got there, this is a great man. For some reasons, I don't want to mention his name. As I was going, I had prepared my honor. Say prepared honor.
Prepared.
Yes. Honor. So when I got there, he didn't take me to his inner office. So he doesn't know me. Eh? He made me sit at, I think I should share the grace, I think. He made me sit at his reception. Then he came to sit down and we spoke. So after speaking, back and forth. I said, thank you so much for the opportunity. Then I laid my honor down. Bam. Say bam. Look, there are some honors, eh? Then he said, I don't normally give my number to people. Take my number. Take my number. I took the number. Now, a relationship was started. Now he WhatsApped me. I WhatsApp him.
Wow.
Now, when I have to go to him, it's not through a PA anymore. Honor will give you personal access. You see, there are some of you have to learn this thing. Wherever you get to, don't go and be, you are walking on top of people because you, I don't know what you brought. In that same way, you to your personal life, set protocols in place. Don't let people abuse you. No, I'm serious. I was, I think you are tired about my story, so let me. One young man, he's rich, has two shops in Edum, does business in, came to see me. We had some dealings, some business transaction, beautiful. Then he said, I am going to live in my house. Can you come and pray? I said, I will see. He calls me. I couldn't answer. But I decided I won't go. Why? What honor have you shown me? That now I should carry my presence. Is my presence that cheap? To just walk into your house to pronounce a blessing. I didn't go. I pray a day is coming. You know how valuable you are. That your presence, until there's honor, you don't just carry yourself and enter places. I think you are not happy with the... I think you are not happy with the message. I'm
very happy.
Are you sure? Personal access. It gave Mary and Martha personal access because there was honor. Honor. Number four. You will experience close and intimate fellowship. You will experience close and intimate fellowship. Close and intimate fellowship. Honor. Sometimes it is quite sensitive. You cannot give intimacy to just anybody except those that honor. You know, last Friday, I gave you a proverb. A baby, she for baby or mubu. See, a mao kwai mao kwai him fi no. And I'll koko hu se e kocha de na 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 ho. Nanki ya mao kwai a. Kabe hu. Koi na koko hu se na na ya se shos. Inti se kocha de na na ho. And as you say, when you be ka. Say, could you be a dinner? Nana, Mr. Jay, and could you cry? Nana Panasan to Makatadia. So, you see what you can now say because you are given access to come close. Just imagine. Let's say I visit you and I just say, oh, do you have Coke? Oh, give me Coke. Then, with a moment, I leave, say, pay Coke. Coke, who was in my blog? Hey, but I mean, who's over Coke? I say, please, if you are like that, you will never have access to greatness. Learn how to keep quiet. It's not everything you see that you talk about. Hey, do you know the kind of meals that Jesus would go and eat in their house? Waba. On the other hand, I kotojo. Kotojo. You see, I was relating with a very high, I still relate with a very high pedigree person. Great man of God. Then I was told by someone very close to him, said, do you want to go far with this man? Do this and do this and do. Don't talk plenty. Watch your mouth. I was coached. His wife gave me that coaching. And you go far with him. Then he warned me. He said, be careful of this person and this person and this person. Though they are also close, careful, because they can spoil you. Now you lose your honor and you lose this access. This closeness, this intimacy, this closeness you've been brought to, you can lose it. I am saying this to you. A lot of you, listen to me. Not everybody is a Pharaoh. Some of you are Josephs who must become powerful in the palaces of Pharaohs. But if you don't know honor, you will never get there. Listen, some of you are Daniels that must prosper in the reign of certain kings. If you are a Joseph, that must be with a Pharaoh. And you, anything you say, anything you do, you don't know how to carry yourself about, you will lose great opportunities. They will never draw you close. Because listen to me, there are many great people. What they lack are faithful people who truly honor them. Faithful people who truly honor them. I'm serious. I have some people who have worked with very rich people. Listen. Rich people have many problems. Sometimes they want people that they can even share their secrets with. That won't leak. Can they trust you? As for you, anything you hear. Kwenku me say, enedi asembi awa kan chere me. Yee! Misi she, say kwenfu, so amu ha wo. So amu ha wo. Me say, onya eskai bina ye. And I say, hey! You can't keep quiet! Abba! Some more conversation that your boss had with you. There are things I know. My wife doesn't know. Because it is not her concern. I told my wife one time, your lecturers will so like you, they will discuss their intimate things with you. Don't come and tell me. Because everybody needs someone they can share some deep things with. And if you are one that a person of prominence draws you close, but you cannot keep your mouth, where would they take you? Hey, me see me run the bed. Hey, what did me run the bedroom? Oh, hey, me see me run what pie. You are not coming to tell everybody what he took you into his privacy to see. Abba. Honor. When you have honor, you will experience close and intimate fellowship. Let me say this in passing. I'm rounding up. Yes. Those of you in marital, you are married. Every single thing, a friend will hear about it. It's not honor. You are dishonoring your husband or your wife. Every small thing. Even me that I'm your pastor. The reason why I may be allowed to hear some at a point is because everyone needs somebody they so honor that can bring order. That is why I'm even permitted to hear some. Else, I shouldn't. I shouldn't. I shouldn't. You should so honor your husband that you know how to keep things. No matter the, look, no matter whatever. You don't call a friend. Because you have me say, you can't tell me cry. Then you start saying everything and you don't know your friend is jealous of you. Not all friends are jealous, yes. But anybody who is a friend should say, hey, as for you there, we don't hear anything. Then you ask them, what do you want to hear? What at all do you want to hear? Which one should I tell you? If you are married, make sure your words stay. There must be secrets that don't go out to a third person. Especially friends. 1, 2, 3, you call your mother. Mommy, mommy. Me de me nwari bi o. Me de me se me nwari bi o. Please, I'm your pastor. Can I talk? You see how you have now dishonored your husband in front of your parents. You have dishonored him. You have dishonored him. Now, how do you want them to see him? Abba. Now, every day. Da. 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 Me dear, Mr. Samini Amaba. Ukohe. I know a married couple that got married. I'm finishing, you know. They got married. The man also was not a man. Why do I say he was not a man? Please, pardon me. I mean, he carried his wife and went to live in the wife's father's house. No, it's okay when you, the man, go and live with your wife in your... Because a man brings the wife. So you, that one is permitted. Even that one, there are laws around it. You can't stay there for long. Because people will poke their nose into your matters. Because whatever food you cook, they will know. If there's no food, they will know. If you are shouting small, they will hear. I mean, how do you live a private life? What's the meaning of that? Shouting small, they will hear. But the man took the wife and went to live in the wife's parents' house. Small thing. Da. 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 My God. Shouting small. Da. Da. People of God, it got to the point that now the wife won't cook. When the husband comes from work, he says, "Dear mama, mon wa enwe bi ni edi." Nonsense, nonsense. Dear mama, mon wa enwe bi ni edi. And when the husband talks more, ma, maybe I say the one and the one pill. Then the mother-in-law would now get angry because the son-in-law says he won't eat. Look at all this. Small anger. Da. 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 Until the father of the lady said, look, if you can't marry my daughter, leave her alone. Then the man also packed his things and left. Let me tell you, all of you who grow to become parents, when your children get to the age where they are married, they are independent, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Abba! Da! Now you two are responding. Dad! Those of you in relationships too, that you want to get married, look, don't just discuss your matters with people. If you dishonor that person you want to marry, a time is coming you realize that that honor is dead and now there's no life in the relationship anymore. I pray you hear me out. Yes, the Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. That's why God gives you a pastor. Be careful. It's not every ear that must hear your issues. Because some ears are bad ears. They hear it, you are finished. Huh? Or what I'm saying is not applicable to life. And there are some of you too, you go into the excess. We won't tell anybody our issues. So not even your pastor. And the thing is eating you. What that now? By the time you realize that Areho is killing your sunsun. And you know, sometimes this thing, it is like the valve of a tie. Say pressure no swa ubie we are na adjo na bafom. Make to me a can send back who say as you shin so you know go so vum and one no and one no and one to the fashion name you men fashion number anyway. I pray you hear what I'm sharing with you. Honor will make you experience extra love. Honor. It will make you experience what? Extra love. Huh? Extra love. Sometimes even in a family, the children that really honors their parents. Omo no mo kai omo din. Me ba eyi. Me ba eyi. Me ba ni re fini din. Me ba eyi. Me ba eyi. Oh, maybe I'll toss you for you. A very simple. You're a bit. But the ones that give them honor, oh, maybe then they are mentioned. Your name is always in their mouth. No, extra love, eh? Anywhere you get to, if you want to experience extra love, if you want to experience extra love from the oil that God has placed on your life, look, honor will attract it. Honor will attract it. Honor will attract it. Sometimes, you know, you think you can love everybody the same way, but it's not true. Some people can be loved extra because of the honor they show. This my son, I said, brought me everything in his living room. Do you think I can forget him? No. They look. How? I was there, my phone was ringing 3 a.m. When I looked at it, I saw this is one that honors me. I picked 3 a.m. Hello? Yes, then there was an issue. We had to go to the hospital. I said, I'm coming. 3:15, I was at the hospital. 3:15 a.m. There is extra love. There's honor. There's honor. There's honor. There's deep honor. So it attracts extra love. Look, Jesus can... Who are you that Jesus should weep? How many times did Jesus weep? What if he was about to die? Was a sweat that turned into blood, not tears? He wept. He wept. Then he stood there and shouted, Lazarus, come forth. You receive more honor when you honor. We are discussing the rewards of honor. You receive more honor when you honor. He that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I would lightly esteem. Honor begat honor. As we honor, we are sowing the seeds. You will also be honored. Oh, for sure. For sure. Now you will see it's appearing in everything you do. There's honor everywhere. There's honor everywhere. There's honor everywhere. I think number seven, let me bring it to an end. Number seven. When you honor, you enjoy divine protection. When you honor, you enjoy divine protection. Isaiah 32 verse 2. Let's read something from there. You see, the man of God that God gives you is like a rock in your life. It's like a hiding place in your life. You see, when you honor him, it activates that ministry he has over your life. They have something they say in Asantefose, dia ebata buono. Nitra eichana. Dia ebata buono. You can't just cut it easily like that. It says, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind. Hiding place from the... But you see, this you don't see until there's honor for that man. You don't see. And a covert from the wind. And a covert from the tempest. As ravers of water in a dry place. As the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. You see, God has programmed things such that men must be associated with men. He never left men to be by themselves. Listen, I speak to you like this. I also have a man that I also resort to. I hope you are getting my point. You enjoy strange divine protection. You realize that it's not easy for you to be removed like that. No. Because you are living by that principle of honoring a man that is set over your life. And that power of that hiding place works for you. That power of that covert from the tempest. And ravers of water in a dry place. And I always say to people, you know, be honest with your honor. Don't be any altar you respond to half-heartedly can't speak for you. Any altar you respond to half-heartedly cannot what? Speak for you. So you may think there is no power. It's not true. You are half-hearted towards it. Huh? I pray that you see this. Now, next week, we have the privilege of honoring our man of God. Now, it is a time to honor with our substance, right? Never forget this. There is reward for honor. He said, honor the Lord with your substance. So, there is always the time that God gives us so that we can honor with our substance. We honor with our substance. Not because there's a need, but because it's a principle and it's a culture that if we live by, we get blessed. And as we honor, I pray that you will receive every reward of honor that comes with it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout a living amen. The Bible said that those that labor among you. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17. Let's read it. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17. He says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Double honor, especially they who labor in the word and what? Doctrine. So you see, double honor. That is the platform upon which God looks and says, look, you've honored. Now you must reap the rewards of honor. Paul the apostle said, look, if we have sown into you are spiritual things. How great is it if we reap of your carnal things? So it's a season where we dedicate to sow our carnal things to our man of God. And I am glad that we are in that season, because I feel it's a season of blessing. And as we honor, the rewards of honor abound in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it will be said of you, this thing that you have done, your name will enter the book of remembrance. And whenever there's a need, heaven will look down and say, look, this one did this to my servant. Therefore, respond to him in this way. I pray in the name of Jesus that this season of honor will cause you to be lifted and to experience blessings that you least expected to reap. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, as you prepare your heart to honor with your substance, that the Lord too will cause men to honor you. He will cause men to honor you. You will be honored. You will also be honored. As we key into this season of honor and minister of our substance, even to honor God's servant, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. If the Lord who has called me indeed answers prayers and respond when I speak, may you see all these rewards that I've spoken about today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I see God coming through for you, even as you decide to honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are blessed. You are blessed. Even in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a living amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life. And you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God, so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at my Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.